from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
What up, losers? Just kidding.
Yeah, there's really a couple of winners right here.
Quite aggressive way to start the podcast.
I'm a big winner right now, but listen to that.
Oh, true.
Cold hard cash, baby. From a $150 million draw last night.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Not last night, last week. I got $1.40.
Oh, geez. That means I've got $1.40 going my way too. Should we pull it together?
What are you going to spend it on?
You know what? I just went to the vending machine before and got crackers and cheese.
You couldn't get anything for $1.40.
No, that cost me $4.60.
Holy.
I know.
$4.60.
I know.
How many crackers did you get? Four?
Five. There was a 30-gram packet for $4.
Yes.
And a 50-gram packet for $4.60. So I
You get a handful, but you get five crackers.
Five crackers and five bits of cheese.
That's terrible.
I know. It's nearly a dollar per cracker and cheese.
Yeah. You were desperate, though.
Cozzy lived. I was starved. I still am ravenous.
Get some food into you because you've got a big game tonight.
I know, but there's nothing I want to eat here.
What do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? Guzman.
I'd go like a protein bar. Nah, because not before a game. You don't want a big meal before a game.
I was thinking after.
Oh, after, yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be my tradition after netball. I'd get a bit of guzzy on the way home.
A little bit of Guzman.
Yeah, but now stupid saving money. I've got leftover chicken schnitzel and veggies waiting for me when I get home.
Also, I'm not a huge fan of you playing tonight because you're versing a mixed team. You're going to be versing guys.
Yeah, I'm off it.
In the netball.
They had to seek permission from each individual team to play in the league because it's women's comp. But they're a mixed team.
What if you turn up and it's like LeBron?
Now, we've sussed him out. One of the girls came last week, even though we had a bye, and went and watched the boys' game.
Oh, a bit of reconnaissance.
Yeah, and she said, nah, don't worry, we've got him.
Good. Oh, you need to let me know how you go.
Yeah. I hope I don't get, but I don't know that. Centre's a difficult one. Usually they put the boys in goals because they're tall.
Oh, see, I played wing when I did mixed, but
that was
bizarre. A mixed comp.
Yeah, that's bizarre that the boy goes, especially given you're so tall, you should have been in goals.
But they could just throw it to me and I just catch it and then I just go yeet across the other side of the field. Boom. We get it from one net to the other in 3 seconds, if that. And it would just be ball to me to the net, shoot.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I can get it to goal attack.
Each team tactic to themselves.
I was a WD, wing defense.
Yes.
And I could get it to the goal shooter like that.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
What a talent you are.
And then I popped a knee and never played again.
Yeah, I'm always scared of that.
Big show. We do hear from a naked person.
We do. It's a bit of fun. All right.
It wasn't us.
Well, it was partially me. You'll hear it all in here. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Firstly, though, Taz.
Yes. This is big for the show. I'm really excited. Sunny Coast, you should be too. Ellie and I are going to be making some waves on the sunny coast with this.
Oh, absolutely. I read this morning that obviously it's been a rough old time for the people at Bonza.
Yeah.
Okay, the airline's gone under, it's stopped operating, jobs have been frozen. No one really knows what's happening.
There's been rumours that they might come back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Today I've read that Bonza have been given a 2-month window to try and sell the airline and salvage it.
Okay.
Right? So they've got till July 29th to find a buyer.
Awesome.
My proposition, Tarrant Erickson, is that CFM purchases Bonza and we have the show's airline.
I love it.
So anytime we've got prizes to give away, we'll fly you there on one of our planes.
Yep.
Bring Shazza back.
We'll fly people to sea life.
Yeah.
Like that's how little the flights will do.
Exactly.
Sunshine Coast to Mooloolaba.
Perfect proposal. The only problem is there's one man standing in the way.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
Listen here, idiot. You grabbed me first and foremost. And all I want to say was a slow news day today. This is the best you can put.
Are you kidding me?
This is local.
Let's put an airline and call it the station's name.
Well, I think we should CFM Air. It rolls off the tongue, for starters.
Okay. Well, how much are they selling it for?
So their current debts.
Before we let him know,
we're not in the finances.
What's our show budget?
Oh, zip.
How much could we spend before you'd really start to pay attention and go, hang on a second?
This is just to have me in here to pop me or something. Because, you know,
it's not. We're genuinely.
We got asked by the CEO of revenue raising ideas for the station, and this is one of them. We would like to buy Bonza.
We are the couple at the house auction are going to lift their paddle.
Let's see how educated these
things.
Two are. Yeah. They're doing this for gags. This is what these two do. Let's see how educated they are. Why did Bonza go under, you think? And what could you do better?
Well, look, we'll hire someone for that. We'll hire
Especially
someone
without notice. You two being smart, you go, let's pull a new one. Be great.
Well, actually, Taz had an idea last year on the show.
This would be really good, yeah.
Hair Air, where people could go on a plane and get their hair done whilst flying.
Well, it takes 5 or 6 hours, so why wouldn't you also just do that in a 5 or 6 hour flight?
Fly hair to Perth, air. Get your foils done.
Yep.
This is legit.
This is legit.
Yeah, why not on that
and then you get off the plane, you look great.
So you're pitching, you're pitching.
To the board.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Well, look, looking at the finances, they're currently in a debt of $110 million.
Yep.
But that's just your wage. So if you just stop getting paid for the day, then...
Now, Knackers, listen, tell me, what would you do to fix Bonza then?
More flights, more often. That would be my slogan.
This is the best from you. Hair, air, and that. And that thing is a slogan I use for CFM's promos anyway, which you just stole it.
Oh, more winners, more often, what?
Just a no. Just confirming.
I feel like I'm talking to two children sometimes.
Just confirming it's a no.
No, it's a no.
Okay, all right. We tried. We really tried.
What's the hidden agenda here? You brought me for something else because you knew that.
No, we just want the airline.
Look, well, ask the boss for $100 million. This is going
to
make great radio.
We don't want to let the sunny coast down. It's up to you to let the sunny coast down.
Mate.
Yeah, you tell them because we're not. We've just told them that we're going to buy it. So you're going to need to break it to them. Go
this
on.
Is what you talk to your loyal fans of the show, the listeners. This is.
We need you to break it to FedEx.
I'm so sorry, Sunny Coast.
Can you give him some sad music?
Oh, okay. All right. Yep. Can we get an official announcement from you?
You two are idiots.
That's not the official announcement.
Billy and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And I probably need to admit something that happened earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
We had a staff meeting with about 10 people from the office.
Yes, this morning. Happened about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Before your start time.
Usually I get in around midday.
You should be doing 8 hours a day. You get away with 6.
Okay.
That's all right.
All right. I work extra hours other times. Today I was supposed to come in for this meeting and I'm going to be the first to admit, hand over heart, this doesn't happen often. I forgot about the meeting.
You forgot about the meeting.
I got the notification at 10:59 and the meeting was at 11 and I was at home cooking mince, still in my gym gear.
Great. There were 9 of us here around the boardroom, one person on the phone on speaker, which was you.
Okay. Yeah, I felt bad, but look, people make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get it wrong. I might not be staff member of the month this month. I'll get it again next month.
What do you have to admit? You didn't forget it.
Pardon?
Did you not forget the meeting?
No, I know. I did forget the meeting. That's true.
Yeah.
The thing is, around 11 o'clock is generally when I start getting in the shower and getting ready for work.
No, you didn't. You muted us. You muted us and had a shower, didn't you?
No, because I was scared that if I did that, then you'd throw to me and be like, Ellie, what are your thoughts on this? And I'd have to be like, shh, oh yeah, shh, I think it's a good one. So I waited.
Right.
I did jobs around the house whilst listening to this meeting.
Yep.
Thought, okay, surely it's wrapping up by now. So I went into the bathroom. I took off all my clothes.
Right.
And I waited for the meeting to finish.
I'm standing naked.
Fully starkers.
You were naked during this morning's staff meeting.
Yes, and the worst part is the meeting wasn't wrapping up. There was probably another 20 minutes to go. So for 20 minutes.
You just sat there in the nude.
Stood there.
Doing work stuff.
Yes, waiting for the meeting to finish, chiming in where appropriate, where necessary.
I guess, well, you were on the phone. You weren't FaceTiming.
No, absolutely not. At one point I did have to, double check that
Can they hear the nudeness?
Yes.
Okay, 545-11919, Sunny Coast. We got tickets to the Lightning vs. Fever. Run with us on this. Are you naked right now?
I'm standing naked.
I'd love to get a call from a naked person right now. 545-11919 Sunny Coast. To win the tickets, to go to the netball, you got to be naked.
And you know what? If you're not already naked when you call us, we will accept you taking your clothes off, provided you're not in public and it's not against the law.
That's right. Yeah. Please be home when you're doing it.
Because then I won't be the only one on Tuesday the 28th of May who was on the phone in the nud.
Will we get one?
I don't know. I mean, the prize is good. If you want to go to the netball, just take your clothes off. That's generally
that's not
our policy.
That's not what we're asking. 545-11919. Are you nude right now? Will you go on the air in the nude?
I cannot believe we've got a call for this. Hello, Mark from Sippy Downs.
Hello, how are you going?
G'day, Mark. We've got one question. Really?
Yep.
What are you wearing right now?
I was naked about 10 seconds ago. I'm just got my boxers on now.
We'll take it.
Please tell me you're not in public right now, Mark.
No. I was walking past. And I just walked out of my room and I heard the radio and I quickly grabbed my phone.
Great.
Grabbed my phone to get it.
Good. Good. You off a nude, Mark?
Only when I'm in the shower.
Were you listening to us in the shower? Or was it just on in the background?
No, I was. The radio was on in my bedroom and I heard it as I was getting out of the shower.
That's so bizarre to think, Tassie, that people are listening to us naked.
It's pretty gross. Mark, but for being real with us, I don't know what that was. I don't know. Fully clothed people don't make that noise. Mark, for being real honest with us, mate, you and a friend are going to the Lightning versus the Fever this weekend. Just make sure you put some clothes on beforehand, all right?
Yeah, I will. Don't you worry.
Mark, while I've got you, do you think it was inappropriate of me to be naked whilst on a work meeting call today?
No.
Okay.
Of course he's not going to say that.
Quick, didn't he?
Singing, repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I've lived 31 full years thinking that I knew how to talk to a cat.
Oh, Taz. I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah, puss.
You are so wrong. I have today learned the correct way to speak to a cat.
So it's no longer...
It's nope. I should probably preface this by saying once I got a complaint in radio because I talked about on air that I wasn't a cat person and someone called up and said, no one's going to want to adopt cats if Ellie keeps saying she's a cat person. So I'm just going to come right out and say, look, cats are lovely. If you're a cat person, go for it.
If that listener is listening, you did mistake Ellie for somebody who has an influence in the public.
On anyone's life.
Yeah.
Exactly. This bit of science that I've read says that we need cat owners
yes.
need to stop saying the words with the letter S in it.
Oh.
Because to a cat, it sounds like aggressive hissing.
Okay. Apparently. All right.
So all saying right. here, puss, I'm bad to a cat. You are swearing at that cat.
I'm down for this. I kind of like, because they hiss, don't they, cats?
Yeah, they hiss when they're mad.
Yep.
So not only should you not be saying words with S in them,
mm-hmm.
but...
What about tattoo? Tattoo doesn't have any S's in?
Sure, you can
Exit.
Say tattoo. Well, instead they suggest, this is quote from the vet nurse, consider speaking their language and meowing at them.
Oh, no. No.
Not only that, Taz.
Who are these people? They go to uni and they study and they've got research. They do genuine research. They go, how about you just meow?
Well, look, that's what the research has shown, Taz. Well, who are we to, you know, go up against research? They also say that hugging and other approaches that we may consider signs of affection, not good for a kitty cat.
No, they don't like it, yeah.
Yeah, you have to let them come to you.
Belly scratches are off the table.
Yes. Well,
do not touch the belly.
If the cats come to you...
Even still, sometimes cats come to you and they're like, touch me anywhere, not the belly.
Not the belly, yeah, that's fair. Well, finally, in Ellie Chaney's lesson on the correct ways to approach cats, making eye contact with a cat is quite threatening.
Oh.
So instead...
So you have to look away from the cat.
Yep, you can't call it puss.
Meow, meow, meow.
No, you don't have to look. Taz, you're being ridiculous.
Instead, I'm going...
You don't have to look away from the cat. This vet nurse advises we instead do a slow blink. So,
okay, you take me through it. Do it into the camera.
Okay,
so this is going to be right on Facebook.
To show you the correct way to speak to a cat. Meow, cat.
And then slow blink.
Thank you for coming to me.
There we go. Really slow, yes.
Thank you for coming to me. It's really hard to slow blink. You are a wonderful cat.
Not enough
meow.
Meowing. Yeah, there we go.
Meow, meow.
Gee, you heard it here first. Yeah. Stick to the...
No!
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie, N, Taz. 91.9. CFM.
That's what the judge says to the courtroom.
Everybody rise.
Everybody rise. We are Ellie and Taz. This is 91.9 CFM.
Is that when they do the national anthem?
No, you just
do
have to
do the national anthem in court?
You have to stand up when the judge walks in. All rise. Oh. When the judge walks in.
Yeah.
And then he goes,
and then
all right,
all
you can
sit now.
You can sit now. Yep.
Everybody sit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next single from Amy Sharp.
Hey,
let's play Bandle, everyone. It's our favourite game of the day. There's a song that we have to guess. It's split into its instrumental parts and we have to guess it. You and I, Ellie, have been very unlucky the last couple of days.
We've had a bad week.
Late 80s. Mm. We had some 90s stuff. I think last week before, we had a 60s track. Mm-hmm. Not what we call in our wheelhouse. However, I got some great news today. Right smack bang in the middle of our wheelhouse. Let me take you through it.
Great.
1.1 billion YouTube views.
Yeah, it's popular.
Difficulty easy, which is very wheelhouse for us. We don't like anything harder than about medium. Released in 2012.
Easy peasy. All right.
Bring it on. Sunny Coast, the way this works is we're going to play it through. So it's going to be drums and bass, then some synth voice covers, and it will progressively get more of the song. If you think you know what it is, 545-11919. And the beauty of it is, because Ellie and I rip it off the internet, it's Ellie versus me versus you, Sunny Coast.
All right, let's play layer number one. I think I know it.
Come on. You don't... You already...
Oh,
yeah, okay. I think I might know what it is. But I want to give the Sunny Coast a little bit of time as well.
All right, let's go to the next layer.
I don't think I know what it is. Bring the action. What is this? This is not what I expected. You don't know it, do you?
Yes. I think I do.
Okay, keep it to yourself. Let's go to the Sunny Coast because there are some calling through right now that want to have a guess at it. I don't know what it is.
Do you want to get someone on?
Yep, okay, let's go. Let's go to the phones now. Hang on a second. Who's this?
Tegan.
Tegan. Hello, Tegan. You're live on the radio. We're playing Bandle. You haven't played already today, have you? You're not cheating.
No, I've never played this before.
Okay, alrighty. What do you think it is?
I reckon it's Meghan Trainor.
That's what I thought it was too.
Oh,
me too.
No.
It's called If I Was You, I'd Rather Be Me Too.
No, that song only came out a few years ago.
That's what I thought too. It's not 2012.
Mm.
It's not coming up as an option. Sorry, Tegan. I love it though because that was where my head was at too.
All right. We'll go to another layer then. Thank you.
I think we know what it is, but let's have a listen now. Is this Jackie?
It is.
Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Good. How did you know my name?
Just a guess.
We're good like that.
It's a real good guess.
Like that.
Good stab.
Is it because I rang it last Tuesday?
No. What are you talking about? We just know who everyone is.
You were just giving off a Jackie vibe when you called through. It was just a gut feel. Jackie, what do you think it is?
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh, of course. Let me put it in here. Hang on, B-R-I-T.
Is it? So what I've got is... I want to scream
and shout and let it...
Is that the Britney Bitch song?
Yes.
Scream and shout.
Yeah, it is. I would never have remembered that was what it was called.
But neither. I was.
Did
that's
you get
what
it from
no,
the first
do you know
couple
what?
Of seconds?
Originally, I thought it was Let's Get Ridiculous.
Red Foo.
Red Foo.
That wasn't 2012. That was 2014, 2015.
There you go.
Jackie, well done. Is this two from two for you now?
It is two from two. My daughters are forcing me to call up.
What I'm going to do is, Jackie, I'm going to ban your number. You're not allowed to call anymore. You're too good at this game.
I'm not actually calling it. It's my daughters that are making me call.
All right. Who are the daughters? Give them a shout out, Jackie. Come on.
Lara and Tennille.
Lara and Tennille, are they guessing the song as well?
They're certainly helping, that's for sure.
They need to call through next time.
Yeah, they're good at this game. Yep. All right. Well, well done, family. We'll play again tomorrow. Bandle, our favourite game.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, my co-host over there, her name's Ellie. Say hello.
Hello.
And how many Facebook accounts do you have?
17. No, I'm kidding. Two.
Two?
Taz?
I thought you were a one-account gal until this afternoon when I tried to send you a funny meme. And I typed at Ellie and it came up with an option. I sent it. And then I went, hang on, half an hour's passed. She hasn't reacted to my meme. I hop on and I go, where's our chat gone? I show you. I go, I've sent you a meme, but where's everything else that we've ever talked about? And you went, oh, you've sent it to my professional account.
Okay.
So, a little bit of explaining to do here. Professional account, Ellie Chaney.
I made it back in like 2018 when Facebook was king.
Yep.
And I was a radio announcer.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's what it says here.
Content creator.
Let me read out your bio. It says radio announcer, MC, false influencer, rapper.
Yeah.
Wing attack in social netball. You need to update that because now you're in competitive netball.
Well, and also I'm a centre now.
Video creator and television prezi.
Prezi?
Says prezi.
Presenter.
Presenter. Maybe you'd ran out of characters because you've really talked yourself up in that
bio.
Well,
there's a few gags in there.
There's
obviously.
A few. Yeah, there's a few. Look, I've just looked at the first post, the most recent post from your account, this professional account of yours.
Can I mention that it's linked to my Instagram?
Yeah, that's fine.
So when I post stuff on Instagram, I think it posts on that Facebook page too, but I never go on it.
No, when was the last time you went on to just monitor that maybe, you know, the people that are reaching out and want to get in contact with you has found the right place?
A couple of months ago, because all of a sudden my Instagram story is now linked to it, so people are replying to my story on Facebook. It's a whole
thing. Yes, it's a whole thing. Mm. 19th of March, 2023 is your most recent post.
Okay.
Enter to win. Register now. Congratulations to the people we have chosen. You've been hacked.
What?
We collaborated with our sponsors to do a random search from 2013 to 2023 to choose 10 lucky people to get $1,000.
Are you serious?
Only for 10 selected winners. Enter to win. Like and follow. Register on the sponsors page of this very suspicious virus-looking URL you've provided.
I've posted it.
Provide your proof of registration. Look, it's all here.
No, that's not me. I'm on the account now. That's not there.
Thank you to all our listeners, guests, friends and partners. You're a scammer.
In fact, I'm looking at it. The last post I made was 13th of March saying there's a few scam accounts floating round of me, homies. Please don't give them any details.
So who's this then? Who
that's
have I been talking
me.
To here?
You're not talking to me. Who are you talking to?
I'm being catfished by you.
You're talking to my scammer. What are they saying? Have they replied to you?
No, they don't like my meme.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, if anyone else out there is talking to my scammer, so sorry about it.
I thought it was your second account.
No, that's not my second account. That's a different account.
So, hang on. So, the bio that I read out before.
They've copied and pasted it. Oh, actually, because I'm on the actual account now. Television presenter is a full word. It also then goes on to say...
Oh, so they couldn't copy-paste all of the BS that you were talking about yourself?
No, so video creator, television presenter, very, very long tongue owner. Oh,
I don't want to see it.
It's a professional account.
All I wanted was you to ha-ha react my meme and we wouldn't have been here.
Well, talk to my scammer. Get it sorted out with them.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Part of our jobs, Taz, is to go through the news each day and, you know, figure out what stories are trending, what's topical, what the people need to know about.
Yep, and how can we deliver it in a fun, entertaining way for the Sunny Coast.
Exactly. What annoys me to my very core is clickbaity headlines because they're such a waste of time.
7 quick tips for healthy skin.
Right.
Number 4 will shock you.
And I'm a sucker for them. They get me every time and then I'm reading this article and I'm thinking, why am I reading this article?
You're like, that happened to me today. Great. Why am I clicking on this?
That happened to me today and I started reading you the headline and you said, hold on, let's save this for the show. There was a headline on news.com and I couldn't for the life of me figure out what the answer to the headline was, so I had to click on it. I want to see if you can guess.
Yeah.
What this article is talking about, all right?
You initially read this out to me, this Arvi. Mm-hmm. It's been bugging me since about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. All right, here is the headline. I could never get it. 23-year-old leaving Australia, baffled by 3pm reality. So she then goes, the clickbait part, goes on to say, a 23-year-old Irish woman that thought she might move to Australia forever has revealed the icky reason she's not staying.
See, icky gets me. 3pm, something that happens in this country at 3pm that she can't stand, therefore she's moving back home.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I've got a couple of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Is it our big boss Benny goes home at 3 o'clock every day and doesn't do a full work day?
No, although okay. That is an accurate fact.
Is it on Fridays, that's pretty much the end of our work day here in Oz? Everybody just has knockoff drinks early
But you'd Friday. Think that would be you know a great I mean? Reason to stay in the country.
Yeah, but it might not happen in other parts of the world. I'm just thinking, what's Aussie that happens at 3 o'clock?
No.
Where does she come from? Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite cold.
Mm-hmm.
Does she complain about how hot it is at 3 o'clock?
No, not a bad suggestion, though.
Sometimes it ramps up and 3 o'clock's the hottest part of the day.
No.
I'm out. I don't know.
You don't know?
Is it that the Sunny Coast, pretty much all businesses close at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
You are getting warmer.
There's nothing open after 3.
The icky reason.
Saturday night, 6 o'clock, you're like, where is everything?
The icky reason that this Irish woman wants to leave this country.
Yes.
Alcohol. Love...
Is it Bottle-O's not opening or something?
No. The fact majority of cafes close at 3pm and I could never get my coffee fix past 3pm.
Why would you want a coffee at 3:30, 4 o'clock?
This was the top article on news.com.
Oh, come on.
It was the first one with the biggest thumbnail that you see when you click on the website. And it's all about how this poor Irish woman living in Melbourne can't get a coffee past 3pm.
Also, she's in Melbourne. She can get a coffee
24/7.
Absolutely,
she can.
Thank you very much.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Australia's greatest sporting rivalry is back. State of Origin. And to celebrate, we're chucking a party at New York Minute Burgers, making gourmet burgers affordable.
All right, we do have a double pass up for grabs. Come and join us at New York Minute Burgers on Wednesday for State of Origin Game 1. And today we're asking for traitors, people who have decided to be a traitor against the state of their origin.
Yeah, they've changed allegiances. Maybe they were born in New South Wales, but now they're a Queensland fan, and we want to know the story and the why behind it. John, welcome to the show, mate.
Hello, how are you?
We're well, thank you. Tell us, are you a traitor to your state?
Look, I was born just over the border, and I recommend Queensland for the origin, mate.
So you're born in New South Wales, but did you say you recommend Queensland? What, to a friend?
Every time. I recommend it to everyone I speak to. Why wouldn't you? It's the best place to live.
Would you recommend this team to friends or family at 1 to 10?
Oh, every day of the week, brother. Every day of the week we're recommending them.
All right, John, you're on
Love
the shortlist. We'll get back to you very soon. We'll go down to Mick from Sippy Downs. Mick, are you a traitor to your state?
100%.
All right, what's your state of origin, bud?
Definitely New South Wales.
As in, that's who you go for?
Oh, yeah, back the Blues all the way.
But you were born here, Mick.
No, not there. Born over the ditch, raised in Queensland. Support the Blues.
Mick, I used to say friend of the show, Mick. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore.
Mate, I should be called the legend of this show.
No. Not with a 3-0 loss, Kevin, your way, mate.
Wow. All right.
It hasn't been the game yet. Bring it on.
That's true.
Yeah, the trash talk
continues for another 9 days. It's going to take a while.
Really high-level trash talk over here with me and Mick as well.
Yeah. I'm scared. All right. Good submission, Mick. We'll go now to Luke from Mountain Creek. Luke, what state were you born in?
New South Wales.
And you are a supporter of Queensland?
Yep. I've pretty much been supporting them since I was a young kid. All the rest of my family has gone for New South Wales, so I thought I'd be the cheeky one and go for the opposite team. All my mates, all my life told me we'll move to Queensland if you want to be a Queenslander, and I've moved to the Sunshine Coast and I'm a Queenslander.
Oh, I love it. I love it. He's embraced it. Luke, when you switched sides and you came over to being a Queensland fan, were Queensland winning at the time?
I can't remember. I was only 4 or 5 when this all started sort of thing. But, yeah, I was definitely there supporting when we had 8 in a row. That was good.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good time.
That is real commitment to peeing off your family, you know? Like, ha-ha, suckers, I'm going to go for the other team
and
just to annoy you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Real good.
All right, thanks, Luke. And finally, Archer. Hello.
Hello.
You, now you're
okay,
just...
Archer, where were you born? Queensland or New South Wales?
Queensland.
Don't tell me you're a Blues fan.
I am.
Why, Archer?
It started, he hated the Broncos. So any team that has that same colour, he absolutely hates.
I love the random reasons behind people's team choices.
So good.
It's great.
Oh, I didn't like the Broncos, so of course I'm not going to like the Maroons.
All right. Well, Tassie, we've had a whole bunch of good entries.
Yep.
Who is coming along on Wednesday?
Yep, okay, I've made my decision. I think he is the most traitorous of them all. At five, he decided to go against his family, but he's now a Queenslander. Luke, you're more than welcome next week to join us at our Origin party, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
No worries, Tassie.
Don't get too excited, Luke. I built you right up and you went, thanks. Thanks for that.
Tassie, you were never going to choose a Blues fan then.
No,
hey,
that's right.
That was my bad, sorry.
That's it for Ellie and Tass today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Tass in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.